This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're on Joy 94.9. This is the Escape Hour. Yes, you are on Joy 94.9, and it's Megan and Harry's wedding. Today, we're going to be focusing on all things French, despite the royal wedding, which is exactly what we're here for. So we'll be chatting a little bit about the royal wedding, but we've got a special, fabulous guest that's going to talk about all things ooh la la. So get your Frenchy hats on and your French waitress outfit because we're ready to rock and roll.
So you're in your maid outfit there, Russ.
Yeah, I'm feeling a bit joyous. Yeah. I'll get you to put my garter back on in a minute. Thank you, Dom. My name's Russ Masterton. In the room with me today, I have got the fabulous, the gorgeous, the wonderful, the effervescence. I never get that word right, do I?
Effervescence.
Effervescent, that'll do. The spectacular Mark Adams. How are you? Gorgeous.
I always think you're describing Fiona. Well, thank you, Russ.
That's good to hear.
I feel a bit overbaked.
But on the other side of the panel, the underbaked, we have the beautiful, the handsome, the very French, Mr. Stéphane. How are you, gorgeous?
Oh, I'm very good, thank you.
That's good to hear, Panelling today, we've got Fiona. Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Oh, isn't she beautiful? She just is a lovely
bonjour.
Girl.
Bonjour.
Bonjour, as I like to say it. Anyway, we have got so much happening on this weekend. We are going to be glued to our TVs later this evening when Megan and Harry tie the knot. And I mean, who has
Mark
not?
Markle and Harkle,
that's right. I mean, are you all excited about this wedding?
No.
Okay, there you go.
No.
Oh, we've got a few no's.
Not too much, no.
Oh, look, I don't think it's any of my business, quite frankly.
I'm a bit of a royalist. I love Liz.
I'm a Republican.
No, I love Lizzie. Lizzie's gorgeous.
I think Britain is wonderful with the monarchy. Good for them. I think it's it's old school, and I don't think we need it. I think we should have other people on our coins, maybe an Indigenous woman.
Look, from one queen to another, I think it's it still has its place in our society. I truly do, doll. I truly do. Now, look, there were some of those
hats and the gloves and the sparkly million-dollar hats and all that kind of fun stuff.
You look gorgeous in your tiara today.
Yeah, I do.
Now, there's so many souvenirs
brings up the
on
blood
sale.
Diamond in my eyes.
There's so many souvenirs on sale at the moment. Has anyone seen the bikinis that you can buy, the Harry and the Meghan bikinis?
Now, yeah.
I just think that those the Harry bikinis look a bit dumb.
The hairy, hairy.
Well, it does. It looks like the, you know,
dimpled chin.
Look like the Merkins are Merkin. I mean, doesn't it? It looks a bit untoward to me.
Merkin and the Merkin.
There is this new royal souvenir you can purchase at the moment, and I absolutely adore it. It's Crown Jewels Heritage Condoms. Now, I did try to rush a pack in today, but we didn't have time to do so. What happens is you actually open up the condom box. And you can admire the picture of the bridal couple whilst you listen to a mosh-up of the British and American national anthems. Now, doesn't that sound gorgeous?
Ooh, hot.
And then inside there's a childishly giggling inscription. This is how they describe it. Childishly giggling. And it says, "Your prince will come."
Oh! And talking about French, that was a double entendre.
So, and look, other bits of interesting, look, the date they've chosen was the date that Anne Boleyn married Henry VIII.
Yeah.
So, you know, off with her head. And another interesting fact that it's not fruitcake that they're baking with. They've got 200 lemons in their wedding cake.
So, yeah, it's rather tart.
Yeah. Anyway, I'd be happy to be Harry's fluffer. Moving right along, this week in travel.
With some tragic news, isn't it? Oh, it is. There's some very, very sad news coming out of Cuba.
Yes, exactly right. Did you hear about the flight?
Yeah, the flight ended up very unsatisfactorily for about 100 people. It was a fatal accident and, a lot of news is still waiting to come out of Cuba. It's not a country that produces news very quickly on the international scene, but we do know that a plane's come down and with 100 souls lost.
Yep. And Cubana is the national airline of Cuba, and it is very sad. It's such a it's such a small nation, and thanks to the Americans and their embargoes, you know, they just you know, they need to be given a break in that beautiful little country. And we've had Megan Petroni on recently, who told us all about Cuba and how beautiful the country is
and the people.
And we do wish everybody well in Cuba and hope they hope they're going okay there. Very much so.
But tragedy doesn't only strike in Cuba. Texas again, although this is not directly a travel or food related. 10 more children dead. 17-year-old with a gun in Santa Fe school in Texas, high school in Texas, is just unspeakable. And we talk about the requirement to have security on airlines. When we had Tad in talking about how difficult it was getting on a flight to Tel Aviv, we do understand that there are people, there are nutters, there are lots of guns, particularly in the USA, and things like this happen in schools. So be patient when you are travelling. Understand that there are people that are going to do this again and again, and we've seen it. We've seen an absolute rejection of the idea of gun control in the United States. So those guns need to be sold, right? Need to be made, need to be sold, need to be consumed. They're so profitable. 10 more dead kids, doesn't matter. Yeah. So when you travel, do keep safety in mind. Do rock up early. Do give all the people who are screening for guns your respect and a little bit of time. It's frustrating, I know, but they've got a job to do. It's quite serious.
I saw a slogan that I thought was really poignant for the United States, is that, you know, we love guns more than we love our kids. And really, it's tragic, but it's
so,
you know,
true.
It's so true for that country. And I just, you know, I wish they would just get their gun control into gear and make it a safe place. I mean, I just can't imagine. We went to school in the 70s and the 80s, and it was unheard of in our area. You just didn't feel.
Although the temptation was certainly there half the time.
I wanted to do that to my librarian once, but
really?
Yeah, I won't go into that at this point in time.
On a lighter note, Russ, we've got some news from Alaska Airlines.
Alaska
Airlines. I thought you were travelling.
Alaska Airlines, my favourite airlines. They have lots of bears and interesting travellers on their airline.
Well, I thought you were on one of these flights.
Well, I was this week. A man got on board the plane and was apparently watching a bit of porn on his computer, and that enticed him to
flight entertainment.
That enticed him to take off all of his clothes and run up and down the aisle completely naked on the aircraft. So I don't know whether he was good looking or not. That doesn't state that in the report, but, you know, if you're looking for...
They really should have a hot or not button on news.
Oh, they should, shouldn't they? Yeah. So if you're looking for a flight with a bit of extra, Alaska Airlines.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.